Photos, Democrats stuck on bus after Donald Trump cancels foreign trip. By Joshua Kaplan on January 17, 2019. Confused Democrat lawmakers were left sitting idle on a military bus near the Capitol after President Donald Trump postponed their seven-day foreign trip as the partial government shutdown continues. Photos shared to social media purport to show Democrats on a U.S. Air Force bus traveling to the airport when they received word that their access to a military plane had been blocked. One video shows House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, exiting the bus in front of the Capitol building. House Speaker Pelosi and other Democrats plan to depart around 3 p.m. Eastern Thursday for her overseas trip, according to the White House. Drew Hamill, the Speaker's chief of staff, issued the following statement in response to the cancellation. The COTL to Afghanistan included a required stop in Brussels for pilot rest. In Brussels, the delegation was scheduled to meet with top NATO commanders, U.S. military leaders and key allies to affirm the United States' ironclad commitment to the NATO alliance. This weekend visit to Afghanistan did not include a stop in Egypt. The purpose of the trip was to express appreciation and thanks to our men and women in uniform for their service and dedication, and to obtain critical national security and intelligence briefings from those on the front lines. The president traveled to Iraq during the Trump shutdown, as did a Republican COTL led by Rep. Zeldin. In a letter to Pelosi on Thursday, President Trump wrote that due to the shutdown, a trip to Egypt, Brussels, and Afghanistan would be delayed, declaring, "In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that, during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown," the president continued. Pelosi is welcome to fly on a commercial aircraft to make the trip, he told the House Speaker. Read the full letter below. While the shutdown drags on Thursday, the State Department instructed all U.S. diplomats in Washington and elsewhere to return to work next week with pay, saying it had found money for their salaries, at least temporarily, despite the ongoing government shutdown. President Trump declined to address the stalemate over the speech Thursday during a visit to the Pentagon, simply promising that the nation will have powerful, strong border security, including $5.7 billion in funding to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall. The Associated Press contributed to this report.